Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from Chattanooga as the Shuckers get set to take on the Lookouts in game four of a six-game set. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we're joined by the manager, Mike Carrero. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you, Javik. I appreciate it.
The pitching staff this week's been real good. Seminaris on Wednesday, seven innings. Jarvis last night, six innings. How fun has it been to watch the starting staff really dominate this week in Chattanooga?
Well, it's really a really good vibe, and I will say to keep you in a good frame of mind with seeing your starting pitcher going deep into the game, because that will help you out to keep the bullpen fresh, and they're being used a lot. And you know, I think that actually give you a little breather. In terms of you can set up your bullpen a little easier.
Talking about easier, you've used two relievers in the past 2 days. What's it like to keep the bullpen fresh when your starters are going so long that you only need to use really one reliever every single night?
Well, it's, you know, we were set for both nights for trying to make a comeback, and we're trying to keep the game close and have an opportunity that if it's needed, we got the right arm to come out of the bullpen and close the deal. That's basically the mentality. Try to keep the games closer you can. So as soon as the offense revive, and you know, we'll pretty much set up in the bullpen.
How about Justin Jarvis last night? It seemed like with the pitch clock, he was throwing home with about 10 seconds left every single time. How does that keep your head in a swivel when Jarvis is working that quickly against opponents?
Well, you know, if the pitchers do it and do it right, it's always an advantage to the pitcher. Don't let the hitters get set, and you know, don't make them use their time. They only have one timeout. And you have to take advantage. Don't let him think, and you know, start looking for pitches. That's the basically. So the quickest you're ready to pitch, the easier it is to keep yourself on a rhythm, but get the hitters off timing.
Talking about an advantage, Jefferson Caro behind the plate throughout another guy last night. How impressive is it to see him just dominate and be one of the best defensive catchers in the Southern League this year?
Oh, it's always comfortable for, not just for me, but for the pitchers, that if they do their job holding the running game, he's gonna have an opportunity to throw guys out on the bases. And you know, it's really awesome watching a youngest catcher in the league and being able to throw the way he throws and defensively and you know, and offensively come up to a player on his own.
How about that three home run game on Tuesday, and how about the first one that cleared the scoreboard?
I think all three of them were, you know, were impressive. Just the ability to hit three homers in a game, and all three no doubters was impressive.
It's got to be fun to watch in the dugout when you just look up and it's like, oh, there's another one.
Well, I think just by the sounds, you know when that ball is gone or not. I think the sound of the bat, it sounds different when they hit the ball the right way. It sounds different. So when, you know, that's pretty much they were loud, all three contacts, and you know, the reaction of the pitcher was you know, nice to see. It's, you know, it's a pay of attendance right there.
How about today as well? A real special moment for you. Lucas Ursig, who was here for two seasons with the Shuckers, got the call up to the major leagues with the Oakland Athletics. How special is it for you to see one of the guys you coach down here in Biloxi make it to the big leagues?
Well, it's gratifying seeing a guy that at one point basically took a little longer and has some deviation. When I say deviation, it, you know, an infielder turned into a pitcher and now gets to the big league. You feel really good for the pitcher and for all the hard work he's paying off.
You saw that transition happen in front of your own eyes. What was it like seeing Ursig turn into a pitcher, and not only a pitcher, a really good one, and one that ends up in the bigs?
Well, the transition is you know, he started from scratch, trying to build up and basically learning a different position, like the pitching. It's tough, you know. That tells you how much ability he has on the mound, and hopefully it pays off for him to a long-term career in the big league.
You brought the golf clubs out to Chattanooga this week. You're able to get on the golf course on Wednesday. How'd you shoot?
I shoot pretty good.
There we go.
I can give anybody a run.
Well, Skip, as always, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, I was ready to go to PGA the other day, but, you know, back to reality.
There we go. Skip, as always, thanks so much.
And thank you. The three-putt hit in my face.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Lookouts after this.